Yeah, a lot of young guys. We had a lot of young guys in the huddle on offense today. Hats off to those guys. I mean, they got opportunities, stepped up, and made the most of them. Especially Sarkandrick that, taking his lumps, and then today to play the way he did, four quarters was really, really nice. And then the guys outside, I thought, Chris and Albert, Kel's still a young guy. Those guys, making the plays when their number was called. Yeah, I think there's kind of a process for all of it, and a lot of these guys that have made plays in practice, and you make plays against our defense, that's a step, and you're playing fast in practice. The next step is coming out and doing it in the game, and there's a confidence that comes with that, knowing that you can, go out there on a Sunday and do it at the highest level. I think for every position that's important, but certainly those guys on the outside and the skill positions. I mean, I don't think there is a direct correlation with just executing better and less penalties. I mean, I think those two things go hand in hand. We executed better. I think coaches did a great job putting the game plan together. Guys doing a better job of preparing, and then coming out here and executing. It's not a matter of always just playing hard. I mean, you have to play smart. You have to go out there and you have to be prepared for all the different stuff, especially defense like that's throwing a million different things at you. I think he got more reps, which helped, he knew all week, with Jeremy going through that whole process, that he got a lot of reps and was able to get in and have a whole week of preparation. And then I think the longer you do it, the more this slows down for you, especially for those guys, even the practice weeks slow down. You're better at processing all the new stuff that comes in, retaining it, on game day.
Alex, you guys had 4 point leads twice before here this season.
Yeah. Yeah,
it
certainly would have been an easy scenario there. It was not much different than the other two games, to be honest, score-wise. I think a little bit us making the plays down the stretch. I mean, I think that was the bottom line. I think us staying aggressive, staying to our game plan in all facets of the game. And then I think you could point to all three facets. There were some plays made in there at the end of the fourth quarter that won us the game. Whether it be holding them to a field goal down there at the end and a couple of key third down conversions, for us, and then scoring that touchdown and special teams as well. I think, all three phases, making plays late in the game is what sealed it.
Alex, in that same vein, the team has actually mentioned you've been close the past week. You finally snapped this five-game losing streak. And what does that mean for you in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, we talked all week as a team, that feeling that's in the locker room, and you guys are in there, you see it, and it's, it's the high of highs right there. I mean, to put it all on the line, and you're putting it out there for the guy next to you, and to be accountable, and to hold up your end and come in together and go do that together and get a win is great. At the same time, it's really frustrating not to get it, and to be on a five-game slide like we were. I'd be lying to say that everybody a little bit, you're searching, right? I mean, you do know the formula, you do know it, but a little bit you're searching, trying to make the right tweaks, make the right adjustments so it doesn't happen again. So it's nice to, get rewarded, obviously a good week of preparation. I think that's what starts it, and then today making the plays.
Wow, we'll call Terez and DJ.
No, you're not last, but
Ryan. Yeah. Yeah, they had their hands full. I mean, you turn on the Pittsburgh tape, and it was pressure, pressure, and more pressure. I mean, and they're bringing anybody and everybody, the corner, the safeties, every line. I mean, it's coming from all over the place. They invented zone pressure. They do it better than anybody. So those guys had a tall task. There had to be a lot of communication, and I thought for, the changes that got made this week, those guys did such a great job of communicating and being a unit. That's the important thing, I think, on a, playing a team like we were today. It's not necessarily always getting to the right call. It's the fact that all five of those guys are on the same call and doing the same thing and communicating the whole time. And all that stuff happens. I mean, it's happening at the snap. It's happening right after. And a lot of adjustments on the fly. And those guys did a great job talking the whole time.
Now, a little bit of frustration on some of these
reds. Yeah, especially early, for sure.
Yeah,
the last two, I think, obviously the one that Sure, Kendrick ran in, and then you know scoring there again at the end with Chris. Certainly, I'd be lying to you if it wasn't. I think everybody's pretty frustrated to move the ball with the way we were, and then get down there and you know keep kicking field goals. You make it tough. You know, we certainly felt like we could have made it a lot easier on our defense. You know, scoring touchdowns. You got to do a better job. You know, I think. You know, better on first and second down. I mean, those ones where we scored, I mean, you never got behind the chains. And then certainly the final plays of punching it in.
Last one, the third down to Kelce up the seam, 26 yards.
Yeah.
How important was that play? How much trust did you have in Kelce to throw that pass to let him go?
Yeah, we got the look, you know, where he was isolated on the linebacker, you know, going down the middle. You know, he made the play. I mean, for me, you're kind of just throwing it up and you know, a guy that big and fast that can go play the ball in the air, it's a unique skill set. Really hats off to him to make that kind of play. It's a tough play to make as a tight end. You know, your safeties are coming over the top. You know, one of the bigger plays in the game. You know, that's one of those plays that ended up winning for us. So.